He says that he paid you to let him shoot you with a paint gun.
He was looking to take a cheap shot.
She said, give me $10 and I'll let you shoot me. And I said, no, I can shoot Freddy for $5.
She made herself an easy target.
So she said, well, I'll let you shoot me in my forehead. She had stood there, held her hair back, and said, just make sure it's in the forehead.
Judge Judy.
He told me it wasn't going to hurt.
Why did you let him do it at all?
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Janine Mahan is suing her neighbor, Frank Burkhart, for shooting her in the forehead with a paint gun.
Order. Come to order, all rise.
Yes, case number 61 on the calendar in the matter of Mahan versus Burkhart. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Ms. Mahan, it is your complaint that the defendant shot you with a paint gun.
Yes.
And you were injured. You want to be compensated. Mr. Burkhart acknowledges that he shot you with a paint gun. His defense is an interesting one. He says that he paid you to let him shoot you with the paint gun. $10. That's your defense.
That's it.
How do you know him?
I live in a building, and he works below me in the same building.
And how long have you known him?
I've lived in the building 3 years. He's worked there 3 years.
And he plays this ridiculous game with a paintball?
Pardon me?
He plays this ridiculous game with a paintball.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that same day he shot me, he had shot my front door, the security door. He had shot that door. He shot garbage cans. He shot the side of the building, and he shot a window.
Okay.
So they were shooting.
He has certain aggressions. How old are you, Mr. Burkhart?
35.
What do you do to amuse yourself?
Not much.
Do you work?
Yeah, I work. I'm a tattoo artist. I'm a manager of a tattoo shop.
And what are you doing playing with this paint gun?
That day, I wasn't playing with it.
What were you doing with it?
I went to the shop because I had to drop off supplies to my guys. They had the paintball guns there.
Who did?
My employees.
They were all coming back
from playing paintball that day.
How do you play paintball?
You get teams together and you play paintball.
You have to explain this to me.
Say it's five guys and five guys. You go out to a zone and you play paintball.
I assume that what you mean is everybody has a gun that shoots paint.
Yes.
Describe what this looks like. Is it in a canister? Is it in a...
It's a paintball gun and it has a CO2 tank on it. And you load the paintballs, which are about that big, inside of it. And you shoot it.
And when it hits its target, it splatters a color?
Yes.
And you like doing this?
Everybody likes doing it.
I don't like doing it.
You never done it.
There are lots of things that I haven't done that I know I won't like. But I know I won't like that.
You probably would.
Mr. Burkhart, you got to know yourself when you're my age, sir. You got to know what turns you on. Shooting another person with any kind of a weapon doesn't turn me on. I don't care what you're loading ammunition. Okay, so you guys were coming back to the shop, and they had been amusing themselves, not working for you, but playing in teams and shooting each other with this colored paint, something that every mother looks forward to be able to hear about her child with pride. And what happened with the plaintiff?
I had went there. I was there about 5 minutes. The guys were all in there cleaning out their guns. She had came downstairs. There's another guy in the tenant that all the guys have paid $5 a shot. They shoot him $5.
Explain that to me just a second. There's another guy
in the same building where she lives upstairs.
A tenant?
Yes. He comes in all the time because they're all drug addicts upstairs. And they come in and they ask you, yo, I'll let you shoot me. Give me $5 a shot. Sometimes five for 20. And probably
five,
morally...
Five shots for 20.
Yeah, so you get one free.
I'm just being
honest.
Mr. Burkhart, I see that you're being honest, but, you know, when you're doing it, it doesn't sound ridiculous, I suppose. Listen to me. But when a 35-year-old man has to tell me this story, and you're being honest, I believe that you're being honest with me, it sounds ridiculous. That's why you're laughing.
It doesn't sound ridiculous when you're doing it.
But having to tell a normal human being what a 35-year-old man and his delinquent friends are doing with some drug addict, you have to acknowledge you can't even keep a straight face, Mr. Burkhart.
Well, some people find amusement in certain things that other people don't. And not for nothing, I'm the guy shooting the people with the paintball guns. What's the matter with the people who are asking me to do it?
What's the matter with them?
Yeah.
How much time do you have?
I can list some of the things, but I won't.
So go ahead. So another guy came downstairs.
So the other guy, he come 2 or 3 years now this has been going on with him. He never got seriously injured. It was nothing like that. It's all a joke. So either way, she had came down and said, who's the guy that's shooting people with the paintball gun? I said, it was me. She said, give me $10 and I'll let you shoot me. And I said, no, I could shoot Freddy for $5. So she said, well, I'll let you shoot me in my forehead. And at first I told her no, and she was kind of persistent about it. With that, everybody was like amping up the situation. I didn't feel that she's a girl, regardless of who she is. I was like, no. After a while, I said, okay, let's do it. So I gave her the goggles that you wear. She put them on. She stood there, held her hair back, and said, just make sure it's in the forehead. And I did exactly what she said. Come on now. Granted, morally, it was probably not the correct thing to do. And yes, I do regret doing it now because she did get hurt. You know what I mean? And I do regret it. But at the same time, the facts are the facts.
Now, why, Mr. Burkhart, would you think that the plaintiff would be in such need of $5 to allow you to shoot her in the forehead?
Do you really want me to tell you that?
No, I'm asking you because I don't really want you to tell me.
Upstairs from my business is several apartments that are like one-room studio apartments. Every person in every single apartment there is a drug addict, including her.
So you thought she needed money to buy drugs?
No, I didn't think anything. She came to me and asked me to do it.
No, just a second. But that was your impression.
Of course it was.
It was your impression that she needed money to buy drugs because she was a drug addict, and the $5
yes,
she was going to get.
Them are.
She was going to get a hit of something for $5.
Yes.
Right?
10.
So you knew, or 10. So you knew that her judgment was clouded.
Well, if she needed the $10, then that means that she needed the drugs, then possibly she wasn't on the drugs yet. Otherwise, she wouldn't have been coming trying to get the money.
Now, I want you to turn around in 1 minute. I would like anyone who would, for $10, allow someone to shoot them in the head with a paint gun to raise your hand. These people are exercising judgment because even though they may need money for something, they would not risk being injured because you understand what you said to me was, I could shoot Freddy for $5. Which means, what are you going to give me that's more than I can get from Freddy if you want me to give you 10? And she said to you, I'll let you shoot me in the head, which you weren't supposed to do with Freddy for $5 because it's a little more dangerous. So you knew immediately that she was desperate and you took advantage of that desperation. I'm just talking to you morally, sir. I haven't asked her a thing yet.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why did you let him shoot you with the gun?
He told me it wasn't going to hurt.
He told you it wasn't going to hurt?
It wasn't going to hurt a bit. I figured it was maybe an ouch.
Why did you let him do it at all?
And later today.
You can't leave your car in somebody's driveway for a year. You go get your car if you want it.
We would have if we would have known that he didn't want it on his property.
Get out of here. What are you, crazy?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Janine Mahan says her neighbor Frank Burkhart shot her in the forehead with a paint gun. Frank claims he paid Janine $10 to let him do it.
Legally, you are responsible for her medical bills because just because somebody says to you, listen, let's not talk paintball. I'm going to let you shoot this apple off the top of my head with a bow and arrow, and I'm going to let you do that for $100. And you say, well, I've been practicing my archery. I probably could do that. Only you're off a little bit in your game. Now, you think that a defense to that in a criminal proceeding would be she asked me to shoot her with the arrow? No.
Do you like me to answer that question?
I don't need you to answer. You don't want to appear foolish, sir.
No, I just look at it like an arrow is a lot different than a paintball.
Well, evidently not if she was injured.
Nobody else.
No, just a second.
Injured.
Evidently not because you just told me. See, I haven't asked her a thing. You said now I feel badly about it because she was injured. Yes, an arrow is different. One, you can get killed with a paint gun, maybe just injured. But either way, she's standing here, so you're not being charged criminally. But you cannot, under the law, get somebody's permission to assault them. The law doesn't permit that, sir.
I wouldn't know that, though, because I'm not a judge. I'm a tattoo artist.
You don't have to know. Did you ever hear the expression, you're 35 years old, ignorance of the law is no excuse?
No.
You never heard of that?
No.
Well, then ignorance of being ignorant is no excuse either, Mr. Burkhardt. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. If what you do is against the law, it doesn't make any difference that you didn't know it was against the law. If in the realm of common sense you're supposed to know, and if because perhaps of your either upbringing, lack of moral character, lack of brain matter, you're not aware that it's common sense says this is probably against the law, your ignorance is not an excuse to prosecution. So you are absolutely responsible for her medical bills. She's responsible for being an idiot. She's responsible for being, in all probability, somebody who was very in need of a $10 fix. Because other than that, I cannot imagine why anybody would consent to being assaulted. You look like a nice girl. You got to get yourself together. I mean, there are other things that you could do. I'm talking about legal things that you could do if you need money. So if you need to get yourself straight, get yourself straight. Let me see your medical bills.
I didn't bring the actual bill. I had Medicaid at the time. They've been paid for. I just have the medical, what happened to me, just the pictures in the report.
What kind of lost wages did you have?
Nothing. Well, actually, I was supposed to babysit that weekend.
Who do you babysit for?
My brother.
Why did you let him shoot you with the gun? Just talk to me straight. Don't talk to me not straight. Why did you let him shoot you with the gun?
He told me it wasn't going to hurt.
He told you it wasn't
going
to hurt?
It wasn't going to hurt a bit. I figured it was maybe an ouch.
Why did you let him do it at all?
I didn't need the money.
Because that's not what you said in your complaint. You said in the complaint that you swore to, you understand that he shot you. It had nothing to do with money. I walked by and they jokingly asked me if I wanted to get shot. I laughed and told them no. I asked if it hurt. They said not at all. And at that same moment, Frank shot me in the forehead. Well, that's not true.
But I didn't go up to them. They did ask me first. I did not go up to them. How they said I rushed out and said, oh, I heard you're shooting Freddie. Can I get shot? That's not true.
Yes, it is.
I don't even think you're partially responsible for this, but you certainly are not going to get damages anywhere near the $5,000 that you want, madam, because your own stupidity got you caught up in this stupidity. But he has to know he's responsible. Do you understand that, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,500. That's all. Step out.
Thank you, Your Honor.
What is her excuse? You may step out.
She's been trying to extort $500, $700 from me repeatedly.
I was knocked unconscious.
My lawyer told me never to give her anything because I would be admitting fault.
Going down and being in shock and waking up with blood all in my eyes.
She's bipolar. She's nuts.
They're very dangerous things. I don't know how people can play with them as a sport.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Bidulph versus Fisher. Step forward.
Mackenzie Bidulph is suing her former friend, John Fisher, for damaging her car when he moved it off his property. John claims the vehicle had been abandoned.
Miss Bidulph, you left a car parked in the defendant's driveway.
Yes, I did.
And it is your claim that he wrecked the car and then had it towed away. And Mr. Fisher says that it was there for a very long time. You abandoned it there. He put it out to be towed, and it was towed.
No, that's not true.
Well, let's first tell me, what year and make vehicle was this?
A 95 Mazda 626, and I have the Blue Book value on it.
Just put it down. 1995 Mazda.
Yes.
When did you purchase it?
I purchased it from my brother about 2 years before that.
When did you park it at his house?
I think it was in either April or March of 06.
And why did you park it at his house?
My fiancé had borrowed it from me, and he was living with Johnny at the time. It had been parked there, and Johnny's brother wanted to buy the car from me. He never gave me any money for the car, and it continued to sit there. After some time, the battery died, and we were unable to...
Had you registered it?
It was registered.
All the time that it was sitting in the driveway?
No, it was
not. No, the registration had expired.
Yes, it did.
Why did you let the registration expire?
I didn't think about it. I was just
What did
there.
You think about?
It was at a friend's house, and it was being taken care of, so I thought, and I just didn't...
When was it towed?
On August 2nd.
Of
07.
So almost a year.
Yes.
Get out of here. What are you, crazy? You can't leave your car in somebody's driveway for a year and let the registration expire so it's not a legal car. What do you think somebody's supposed to think?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We didn't have a tow truck, so we were attempting to push it out with one of my buddy's trucks here. And then it was kind of in the middle of the road there, so we just decided to push it off the road a little further so nobody else would run into it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Mackenzie Bidoff says former friend John Fisher destroyed her car. John claims Mackenzie abandoned her car on his property.
How many times did you call her to tell her to get the car out of there?
We had been in contact numerous times throughout the year. Like I said, Brandon and me had lived together and were friends. So we had talked throughout the first part of moving out.
Sweet.
Brandon and I. I've never had much direct contact with Mackenzie via it's his girlfriend, you know. So third-party contact with somebody else's girlfriend is just not.
Are you the boyfriend?
Yes.
You in touch with him?
Yes.
Stand over there. Your name, please.
Brandon Svelmo.
Take your hands out of your pockets. When for the first time did Mr. Fisher tell you he wanted the car out of his driveway?
I would say August of 07 then.
He never asked.
No. For to be taken out. Listen. Don't speak to him.
He said it was all right for the car to be there because I had lived there. I had permission for the car to sit there.
When did you cease living there?
It was probably a year as the car had sat there. I'm not sure exact when.
Month and year?
October of 06.
So you stopped living there in October of 06.
Uh-huh.
But the car, her car, stayed there October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August for 9 months.
Yes. With his permission for it to stay there, yeah.
Did she have your permission to leave it there?
How it all had transpired is they said they were going to come get it, and then that fell through.
Don't speak.
You know, showed up to come get it, and then it didn't go through on that date. And then as time just passed, nothing ever transpired with the situation of them actually coming and getting in the car.
So what'd you do with it?
We actually had it towed out of the driveway. I have a tape of us pulling it out of the driveway and putting it into the street.
Great. That's exactly what I would have done.
I have the video of you.
I'd like to see it. I wouldn't have waited 9 months, 10 months. I would have done it in a week.
He never asked us to move the car.
He never asked to ask you to move the car. You go get your car if you want it after a year and a half.
We tried calling him to get the car back. He never returned any of our phone calls.
You don't have to return his phone call. Just go and get it.
We tried to. I tried to jump it with my car.
Well, then.
The battery was dead.
So what? That's not his fault. Get a tow truck. Get a battery charge. Do something.
We would have if we would have known that he didn't want it on his property. He never once called us and asked us to have it taken off. Not once.
Something wrong with you.
Well, here's the tape. As you can see, we didn't have a tow truck, so we were attempting to push it out with one of my buddy's trucks here. It's pretty early in the morning, and we opted to do it this way, and obviously that wasn't working. It was going to crash into my house here, so we opted to grab a rope here, and you can see the rope's hooked up. We finally got it out into the street with the rope right there, and then it was kind of in the middle of the road there, so we just decided to push it off the road a little further so nobody else would run into it. And right there is where it sat, and tell the, I guess, the Spokane Police Department towed it away.
Sir, if you wanted the car, you should have had plenty of opportunity, a year and a half.
No, we wanted the car. The car was never abandoned. He said it was okay to have it on his property.
Listen, you can't leave your property on somebody else's property. If the battery is dead, charge it. I assume from the fact that you tell me that the battery is dead that you had a key.
Yes.
So if you had a key, you go over there with a tow truck and you say, charge my battery, I'm taking my car. That's it. That's what you do.
I called him and asked for him to help. He had a battery charger.
You may get away with that with him. You don't get away with that business with me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning is provided by... Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
This is what you did. You left a car on somebody else's property. You failed to maintain communications with them directly. It's your car, not his. He moved out in October. 9 months later, you had no contact with him.
No, I tried calling him.
You.
Over and over again.
Well, if you had contact with him over and over again, and if you wanted your property, call the police if he won't give you your property. You don't tell me that you went over there and you tried it and the battery was dead and he wouldn't help you. He has no obligation to help you.
He was
Get your own car.
He was a friend.
Get your own car. Has nothing to do with him. It's your car. Go and get it. Don't come into court and fetch and cry. You abandoned the car. You didn't have it registered, so it was undrivable. And it was undrivable. You couldn't even move it because the battery was dead, because the boyfriend didn't start it when he was there. So, goodbye. Your car, I don't know where it is. It's in car heaven.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Some get clever.
It's the story. I'm sticking to it.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Others get hostile.
I want to tell you what happened.
Judge Judy gets the last word.
They don't keep me here because I'm gorgeous. They keep me here because I'm smart.
He got drunk, and he's not taking responsibility for his actions.
You know, I feel bad I got monster truck, but...
If I would have known he was going to drive over the top of it...
He lived there. He knew what kind of house that was.
If he would have called and asked us to move it, we would have.
And things happen.
He's not our friend anymore.